Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. USA Network launches a search for snakes, a.k.a. people who sabotage others, Monday night with the new competition series, Snake in the Grass. Director Rami Mamani joins me next. Is interactive education and edutainment the next groundbreaking TV phenomenon? Da Vinci Kids wants to prove that in the affirmative. We'll go to the south of France later this hour and learn from Douglas Lloyd, chief executive of Da Vinci Parent Macademia. Also ahead, Magnolia Network moves forward, Netflix's partner track, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and Tuner Radio. I present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Acast, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Verbal, and Reason. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you for the final time by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to all the good stuff whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our hour. Great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon for our final July 2022 edition of the program All About TV's Current and Future. And we're only a few days away from marking our 15th anniversary. Tell you more about that as we go forward this hour. 82 degrees at the top of the hour, sweltering a little bit here with the humidity here in the New York metro area. Hope weather is good where you are. Wonderful guests along the way, and we want to invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and call in, and when you do, you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And don't forget, our chat room is open. If you want to use that, go right ahead. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the promo is on the air, you can be with others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions, I'll be live with you. Snake in the Grass, Rami Ramani will join us live from L.A. after these news notes. When Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Network rolls into this fall as a linear cable channel and Discovery Plus attraction, a trio of new series will join the lineup. They are Big Sky Kitchen with Eduardo Garcia, La Pichon, Cooking in France, and Weekend Makeover. Also, expect new episodes of ongoing series Art in Bloom with Helen Daltrey and Restored. More new series will launch on Magnolia next month, including The Art of Vintage, In with the Old, and Recipe, Lost and Found. Netflix will launch new legal workplace drama series Partner Track August 26th. Produced here in NYC, the 10 Up With Those series features Arden Cho as a newbie practitioner at a famous law firm. Creator and co-showrunner Georgia Lee is working with other Netflix series producers on a collective developing new programming options for creators of color. And if we can get Georgia on this program, we'll have her explain what that venture is all about. And that is news notes for today. In recent years, many game shows and competition shows like to do something that you might call is the person that comes into play all with one objective in mind, screw up everybody else. You know, with shows like The Mole, The Hustler, more recently TBS's Rat in the Attic, and now starting Monday night after WWE Monday Night Raw, it's Snake in the Grass, 11 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on USA Network. Joining us live to talk about it, the director of the series, live from L.A., Rami Ramani. Rami, welcome into the program.
Hello, Simon. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, we like to do that to people, have someone that messes up everyone else's life.
Yes, absolutely. Or as the press release said, you want to make it the survivor of the sneaky people.
Yes, exactly. Snake in the Grass is a great show.
And we want to let everybody know that Craig Armstrong, one of the executive producers of the program, was going to be with us. We found out about a half hour ago he could not do it because something came up. So, Craig, thank you for letting us know. And, Rami, thank you for stepping in and doing sort of double duty. Tell us about Snake in the Grass. What is it all about?
Snake in the Grass is a whodunit type game masked in an adventure competition type show where four contestants get dropped somewhere in the South American jungle, not knowing what they're about to face, thinking that they're coming in to just play an adventure game and win money. Once they land, they're told that one of them is a snake, a saboteur. And the whole objective of the game is to figure out who the snake is, and that's the only way to win the money. And if they don't, then the snake takes all the money. On the way, they go through active physical challenges, And every challenge they accomplish all together, it's a team challenge, they get a clue to who the snake might be. So the snake has to sabotage as much as possible without getting caught so they don't get a clue to know who he is.
When you deal with a program like this, where one of the contestants is the guilty party here, how do you as a director or as a producer deal with that with your production team? For example, do you know beforehand who the snake is, and does it impact how you use your cameras, how you use your production crew, or are you sort of, like everybody else, except for that snake, left in the dark about who it is?
It's so interesting you ask that, because it is very different from doing any other show. Any other show, you bring everyone in on the crew and in production and explain every part of what's about to happen. But this show is different. We would have a very small amount of people, four or five, that know who the snake is, including myself. And on purpose, we do not tell any crew member who the snake is. I do not tell my camera operators who are following the action all along, all through the episode, who the snake was. And that way, they can see it from the same way the audience see it. They suspected every single member of the team to be the snake, and they would watch for everything they're doing, and hence they would film it that way, and that's how we wanted to engage the audience. The camera operators were shocked. The crew was shocked at the end of every episode when the snake revealed himself. Sometimes our host wouldn't know who the snake is as well. We keep him away, and he himself, Bobby, was always very shocked at the end of the episode when the snake had played a good game.
So it sounds like, in a way, your camera people are sort of being the eyes and ears of the viewer.
Exactly. That's how we intended it.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, we're not talking about just one snake here that is running the same snake for like 10. We're talking about a different snake every episode. So it must be a very interesting process to determine with each group of players who the snake is going to be, and you have to repeat the process over and over and over again.
Correct. It's standalone episodes. Unlike The Mole, every four contestants come in for one episode, and by the end of the episode, they have to figure who the snake is. And next episode, four new team members.
Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that in each episode, of the four players, all three have to, I believe, it's like majority rules who they believe the snake is. So it's like, it's either the threesome that aren't the snake get the prize money, which is at least $100,000, or it's the snake that gets it all.
That is absolutely true. And, you know, that's the best part for me when I was watching while directing was the first reaction on everyone's face. When Bobby Bones, our host, would tell them for the first time as soon as they land, one of you is the snake. I would look at every single reaction of the four because one of them is lying. One of them is looking like he's shocked, but he's lying. And that was my best, most favorite part because I knew for a fact that the audience would also look at that exact moment. Who is acting shocked and who's not really shocked? And the problem with that is that you attach your emotions because you believe you're right, and sometimes you're not. So all the way through, you could attach your emotions thinking because that guy looked like he was acting shocked. That is the snake, but he wasn't all the way through, but you kept attaching your emotions that way. But it's true. A part of the snake's strategy is to try to cause confusion because the snake knows that if two of them believe he's the snake and one doesn't, then the snake wins. It has to be majority. It has to be the three of them deciding and voting who the snake is.
Snake in the Grass, first episode, premieres this coming Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, right after WWE Monday Night Raw on the USA Network. We have on cable and satellite. We're speaking with the director of the series, Rami Romani. He joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour. On Tomorrow will be televised. Our final episode of July 2022. Happy you're with us in vivo from New York. That's where I am. Simon Appman with you live from there with 82 degrees at the top of the hour. The requests are coming for our guests. Make that phone ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. We have a very big first of three episodes coming your way next week. It's our 15th anniversary episode. Yes, it was 15 years next Monday, first Monday of August, that we started this journey into the world of TV's current and future. We have a big special two-hour episode for you, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific. Each hour, a special executive guest will be with us for most of that hour. In the first hour, a big exclusive interview, the executive vice president, head of programming for Lifetime Television, Amy Winter. And in the second hour, the general manager of one of the fast-growing mega content services, Topic, from First Look Studios, Ryan Chinatry. And remember, we'll take your phone calls and chat and reaction throughout each hour, and we may have some special prizes, too. So be with us. It's our 15th anniversary episode, the kickoff of year 16. It only happens once, and it's next Monday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, exclusively here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. How soon does the person know of the four contestants each episode that they are the snake? And once they learn, do they get any special coaching, any special guidance in terms of dealing with the various challenges in each episode?
Simon, you're asking a very tricky question. That's a secret of the trade. I can't tell you that part or else, you know.
Okay, no problem about that. Well, one thing I'm curious about is, by the way, is this the first time, Rami, that you're doing this kind of television series? And what's it been like for you not only to deal with doing this kind of program, the survivalist kind of program, but also doing it in South America and doing it possibly under coronavirus conditions?
Oh, the coronavirus conditions. We've been suffering from that on all productions. The productions went through different stages of bubbles and masks and tests. This was in a later stage where COVID was much less aggressive, so we had standard masks and test rules. But I have done adventure type shows before. As a matter of fact, I hosted my own adventure shows down in the South American jungle before. I love doing adventure shows, and this one combined all these elements of my favorite thing to do, a competition type show and a social experiment show. There's nothing like, I believe, the unscripted TV most important asset is reactionary. People watch unscripted TV just for one reason and one reason only, to see how people react for real. And a show like this, it shows you exactly that. It's a social experiment. People don't know how they would react, and it's all legit. They don't know how they would act when they're lying, and they lie live to their friends, to their team members, and the others don't know when they're being lied to. Everyone believes that you could figure out a lie by looking at someone's face, but this show will prove to you that they can't always catch the snake. And it will show you the episode, sneak peek episode on NBC, they failed in catching the snake. They were all staring that man in the face, and none of them could figure out that they were being lied to, played all the way through. And that's my favorite type of show.
Mm-hmm. Another twist with Snake in the Grass is that you have contestants who have been on other similar type of shows, whether it's Survivor or Big Brother or Naked and Afraid, and then you have a whole group of people who have never, ever, from all over the country, that have never done this kind of program before. Do the people who have previously done Survivor or other shows like it, do they necessarily have an advantage over the people who haven't?
Well, the only advantage they get is really physical, less mental. The truth is people are always people when it comes to lying and deceiving. Everyone is capable somehow. I'm trying not to spoil anything, but some of our snakes are not the people that you would think are liars or deceivers. Yet they marvel at it, and they get into that role, and they manage to deceive their teammates. Remember, it's a physical challenge as well that they have to go through. So all the Survivor peeps and other adventure show peeps get that advantage of being able to diving underwater and hanging on top of the mountain. But But really, whether you are capable physically or not does not make you win. The only way you can win this game is if you're the most capable mentally.
Speaking of the mental process, when you are dealing with such challenges as trying to retrieve pieces of a game that are suspended on high wires over a canyon that is 500 feet, or you're trying to retrieve something while you're scaling a cliff, I'm wondering what kind of mental challenge it has on the contestants, but also what kind of challenge does it have on your production crew, because you have to film or tape this.
This was the most fascinating production, because I've done multiple adventure shows before, never on that size to be able to cover. Remember, the trick is to see everyone's face while we're shooting them all the way through, not just to cover the action. So unlike an adventure show, most adventure shows want to, you have to cover how the bodies are acting, how physically they're working. So a wide shot is more than fine. But this is a mental show, must in a physical challenge. So not just the standard coverage of physical competition shows are needed, but really facial reactions are needed. So those locations that we went to were in the middle of nowhere. There was no production support, no roads that take us there. And we had an amazing production team, an amazing local team that was able to get us with different ways of transportation. We had to take helicopters. We had to take little dune buggies to location and transport tons and tons of equipment every time. Every one of these challenges, we had drones in the air. We had cable cams hanging between mountains. And all of that, we had some 10 to 14 cameras all live feeding in a wireless control room at the edge of the cliff every time. So it was an absolute challenge on the production side to get us into the places where we need to be. And the behind the scenes of that show was a show of itself.
Does each group of four contestants do the same challenge per episode, or do you mix up the challenges so that one team, let's say, or one group of four may have these challenges in one episode, and then for another episode you mix up the lineup up, or you put a new challenge in, but they don't expect?
We had two challenges per episode. They had to be physical, both challenges, and every episode had different challenges, which means we had two times however episodes we had challenges. Our challenge department was pretty intense, led by our co-EP friend. His name is Mike. Really, really genius to get to us all these challenges on time. They had to go through the challenges over and over. They had to test the challenges themselves beforehand to make sure they're achievable and make sure that they are challenges that can be sabotaged as well. It was a very tricky place to be in. But Craig Armstrong, who wasn't able to make it today, was a great leader of the team. He himself would test the challenges between cliffs sometimes. And it was, at the end of the day, his call whether this challenge was achievable and sabotageable, as we call it.
As a director, how do you like working with drone cameras? It seems that we've reached the point where there are a lot of sports events, like, for example, golf coverage and other types of filming, where we're seeing drones being used more and more.
Absolutely. Drones are irreplaceable nowadays on my productions. I would take a good drone team, over aerial helicopter photography team every day. There are so many new technologies with the drone systems and how long they can stay and how close they can get, and the new FPV technology of giving you that feeling that you're crashing into the game. We had a great drone team with us, and you'll see that every episode we had We had drones going up and down, getting so close to water. We had a drone, a cool drone that our drone guy, Russell, invented that goes up from the air and dives under the water to see the same shot and back up. He was a really, really good drone operator.
Hearing Rami Ramani, he is the director of the new USA Network competition series, Snake in the Grass. The first episode is this coming Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, right after WWE Monday Night Raw. Rami joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Tom, I've been with you from the other side of these United States, Nueva York. It's 83 degrees at the top of the hour. We have a question or comment remaining. Mr. Rami, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Triple header week again for the second week in a row, coming your way next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We already took out our 15th anniversary episode, and we're going to year 16th in a very big way. Wednesday, we will bring the story of a network that is out to be the Netflix or the Hulu for Native American content creators and Native American performers. It's called Red Nation. You'll meet the founder of this very unique service. Her name is Janelle Romero. Plus, we said from earlier this week, we'll have the host and executive producer of a new attraction on Roku. It's a single series called B is for Vino about the wine world. He's the host and executive producer. His name is Vincent Antor. And then next week on Tomorrow Be Televised, 1 week from today, we will have as our lead guest one of the guest actors who is up for a 2022 Primetime Emmy Award. You know the face, if not the name. His name is Christopher McDonald, and he's had in his great career, both in movies and film, he's played quite a few interesting TV personalities, fact and fiction. Everyone from Ward Cleaver in the Leave It to Beaver movie to game show producer host Jack Barry on the Robert Redford acclaimed feature film Quiz Show to Mel Allen, the voice of the Yankees, and also the voice of This Week in Baseball for many years in syndicated television. That was in the HBO made-for-TV movie 61 about Roger Maris breaking the Yankees, the single-season home run record in Major League Baseball. Chris McDonald, who, by the way, will be in a brand-new Marvel series on Disney Plus this fall. He is our lead guest. He got the Primetime Emmy nomination for his guest acting shot as a casino owner in the popular HBO Max series Hacks. And in our second half hour, we'll introduce you to a new project called Edutainment. That's entertainment. What's their role? They want to get a lot of new television series off the ground and use Web3 and the metaverse and cryptocurrency and NFTs to do it. You meet the chief executive of that project, Genevieve Theron. So that's all coming up next week, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here as Year 16 gets off the ground here on Tomorrow We Televise. Let's talk about the person who is sort of the ringmaster of your series, Bobby Bones. What kind of role, why was he picked to do this, and how did everyone see his role?
Bobby Bones was the best host for the show. It's funny because you would think an adventure competition show, we would have a certain type of host who's more jungle, with a cowboy hat and a baggy pants and big boots ready to dive into the jungle. And that is not Bobby Bones. That is not Bobby Bones. But what Bobby Bones has that any other host, I would say, doesn't is extreme, powerful people skills. He is able to interview people. That's what he does most of the time. He talks to people nonstop. He can get information out of people. And for this show, Snake in the Grass, we needed a host that can really get information, emotions out of people all the way through and try to read them and play the game themselves while they're at it. And Bobby Bones was great at it. The final part of every episode is a scene, as we call it, called a snake pit. And in the snake pit, the four team members would come together along with Bobby Bones, and he would ask them how was their experience so far and what they're thinking. And for some reason, some people would try to hide what they're thinking, whether they're the snake or not. But Bobby was capable every time of making people tell what's on their mind and assess the situation and give everyone all the advantage they have to be able to vote and for the right person. And it was amazing to me to see Bobby himself shocked at the end of some of these episodes, not knowing who the snake was. And it's not till the final moment of the episode where Bobby stands, and I know it in his eyes, and he stands and says, "Would the real snake please stand up?" And, you know, behind the scenes, when Bobby says that, we actually have at least a 30-second pause because we need to make sure that we have all the reactions we need. So that 30 seconds is the most tense 30 seconds where every single person on the set is completely quiet. And Bobby says, "Would the real snake stand up?" And 30 seconds of nothingness, quietness, and then the person stand up. And I see it on Bobby's face every time how shocked his reaction is. I don't get that pleasure of playing the game with Bobby because I know who the snake is all the way through. Craig and I will be always sitting next to each other in control room, and we don't get that pleasure because we know who the snake is all the way through. But Bobby's reactions and Bobby's face gave us the confidence that it was a really, really good ride.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we wait to see how Snake in the Grass unfolds starting on Monday, what's next for you as a director of TV?
I have a new season of Making the Cut, season 3 on Amazon, a fashion competition show that airs at the end of August 19th, actually, on Amazon Prime. And I'm working right now on a Peacock show called The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning, very different from being in the jungle trying to catch snakes.
And right now it's Snake in the Grass, new series hosted by Bobby Bones and filmed on location in South America, and it begins its run on USA Network this coming Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, right after WWE Monday Night Raw. Check your locals where USA Network is available in the area on cable and satellite. For more details about the program and the service online, go to usanetwork.com. That's usanetwork.com. Snake in the Grass, Monday night, premiere episode, 11 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right after WWE Monday Night Raw. Robin Romani, the director of the series, thank you again for joining us. Good luck. Hopefully Monday night's the beginning of a long run for the series. Congrats to you and Bobby and your whole crew for making it happen. And also good luck with the new season of Making the Cut on Amazon coming up late in next month and all your other projects as well. We'd love to have you back anytime. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you so much, Simon, for having me. And don't forget, Peacock the next day. You can watch Snake in the Grass on Peacock the next day.
That's right. Peacock available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. That will be starting on Tuesday morning. All right. Thank you so much, Rami. Take care. Have a super weekend.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Rami Romani joining us live from Los Angeles. Now, normally, this would be the part of the program I would start to talk about what's available to you with a subscription and a trial offer to Audible.com, the wonderful audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Well, today is a special day because after several years of being our sponsor, we are completing that arrangement today. It's been a wonderful arrangement with Audible.com. They're a marvelous service. Why we're doing it? Well, two things. First of all, we have an expanded distribution lineup because of all the podcast organizations that are now with us, from Spotify to iHeartRadio Podcast Network to Acast, Google Podcasts, and others have joined us, particularly in this last year, our 15th year on the air, that it's time for other advertisers to have the opportunity to sponsor the program All About TV's current and future. And secondly, as we close this relationship, we'd like to open a new relationship with Audible.com, being one of the people that distributes our podcast. They're getting more into podcasting in the last couple of months, and we'd love to be part of that relationship as well. So starting over the weekend, we're going to try to reach out to Audible.com's management to see if we can get on their service as a podcast opportunity or podcast attraction not too far down the road. And we'll keep you posted about that as we go forward. So once again, thank you to Audible.com through Blog Talk Radio for sponsoring our show. And one final time, I want to let you know that if you'd like to get a trial run with Audible.com, all you got to do is go to audible.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audio book, that 1-month trial of the service. If you're an Amazon Prime customer, that's two audio books for your trial of one. And don't forget, If you become a customer of Audible.com through the trial run and then a customer, you get your first 3 months absolutely free. Again, it makes a great gift for you or someone you love. For all details, it's audibletrial.com/televised. When we come back, we're going to go live to the south of France, and we're going to speak with the chief executive of a venture that is now trying to make it here in the United States with one of the first examples of interactive edutainment television, Da Vinci Kids, now running on Curiosity Stream's Big Smart Bundle. We'll get to Douglas Lloyd from the south of France right after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, Spreaker.com, and Tune.com. Together, reaching over 70 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Coming your way tomorrow on BTR, it's Screwball Radio. It's unlike any music show around on radio or podcast. Screwball Radio. Check it out tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, Best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of our final July 2022 episode of Tomorrow Be Televised as we wrap up our last full week of year 15 on the air. Simon, I've been with you live from New York. One of those just joined the bottom of the hour, where it is 83 degrees now and cloudy here in the New York metro area. Any other questions or comments for our next guest? Don't be shy to use that phone, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. One of the big developments over this 15th year of our run here on internet radio and podcast is the fact that we are seeing a whole world of interactive television explode. I do mean explode. Everything from interactive fitness services like Peloton and Beachbody available through smart TV sets and smart devices, interactive telehealth services such as Independa and Quill Health that we have talked about in recent months on this program, as well as MedSign, which we've had twice on this program in the last couple of years. Interactive advertising is happening all over the place, too. Roku is about to start their big shoppable ad experiment where you can order products and services without having to use a smartphone or a tablet. Just use your voice remote, and make it happen. Don't need a QR code either. With Walmart among the participating advertisers, and yes, interactive promos happen with projects like Netflix's month-long Trivia Quest. Well, today we're going to explore yet another interactive opportunity that is starting to happen, the world of education and entertainment with interactive elements. And one of the first pioneers of this is a project called Da Vinci Kids, which last week got in here in smart TV sets and devices in these United States through a project called Curiosity Stream, one of the first smart TV set and device programming services, and one of the biggest ones too. And they now have a smart TV bundle where you can get Da Vinci Kids 24/7. Joining us live from the south of France in an internet radio exclusive, we are about to hook up with the chief executive officer of Da Vinci Kids and his parent company, Macademia, Douglas Lloyd. Douglas, thank you for tuning us in from France, primetime, your time.
Simon, thanks so much. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. What is Macademia? What is Da Vinci Kids? And what is the whole focus about it, particularly here for the United States?
Well, so Macademia is a global company. We have 70 million families globally tapping into Da Vinci Kids, but the U.S. is now where we want to be. It's the biggest market. It's the greatest market in the world, and it's the one where I'm indeed don't sound it, but I'm actually half American myself. My dad was from Connecticut, so I'm very proud to be bringing the service to America through Curiosity Stream. The mission of Macademia, very simply, is to be the global leader in educational entertainment for kids between the ages of 7 and 12. But we want them to explore, to learn, but to do it in a way where they engage. It's when kids really love that. And with Da Vinci Kids, we've got hundreds of hours of video and, in fact, also quizzes and interactive activities. And we're just very happy to work with Curiosity Stream. We share a very, very similar mission. So it's a great project for us.
And when it comes to Da Vinci Kids, talk more about the interactive elements and how do they work? How do kids or their parents interact with the service?
Well, so as a true interactive service, we're available anywhere. You know, we could be, we've got a mobile app, we've got a TV app. Obviously, we sit within the Curiosity Stream bundle. When you get into the mobile app, not only do you have the traditional video streaming and all of that, but you also have an entire learning journey which is being enhanced, where kids can actually earn rewards and badges and explore and get their and they can get their maths badge and their critical thinking badge and their kindness badge, and so we use a mixture of game-like mechanics to make sure that kids really engage in that learning in a really fun way, because what we know is that with games, kids are they're engaged even more than they are actually with video themselves, which is a bit more passive. I have nothing against video. We love it. But when you mix the two together, it's just this fantastic cocktail of learning, and it's fun, and they love it.
What are some of the most popular attractions on Da Vinci Kids, and why do you think they hit home with kids?
So we're always choosing those kind of shows which they're a little bit edgy. They make kids laugh. Maybe they make them a bit squeamish. I mean, one of our real hit shows is Operation Ouch. And, you know, that works really well because it teaches kids about the body, about medicine, about what doctors do. And it's just, it's, you know, these two twins are just very, very clever at exploring the way the human body works, and kids really engage with that. And that's one of our tentpole shows that has been a huge success for us. Equally, we have, we were the first to produce a series on digital safety, Search It Up, where we were nominated for a BAFTA. And there we produced a series of cartoons which were all about teaching you how you deal with digital wellness, what is personal information, but in a really cheeky way, which also teaches the parents as well as the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way, for those who don't know, BAFTA is like the Academy Awards or the Emmy Awards of British film and television. So when you get that organization to recognize what you're doing, that's a pretty big honor.
As you say, and thank you for clarifying, but, it was the first production we produced, Search It Up, and to end up, against, the biggest producers in the world, and to first read was amazing. And again, it's that kind of show that we use. If I look at the shows, what we're trying to do here is to get kids just really to just explore the world and see what they might be able to do, and maybe that leads to just thinking about where their career might go, something that sparks something, some curiosity in the classroom, maybe at home, but to really show that learning is something that goes beyond just sitting in the classroom. It's exciting and it's cool, and that's what all of our shows and our activities are about. You've got quizzes and you test them, and if you get them wrong, then you can try them again. And again, another really nice way. Kids love doing that, making sure they've got it all right.
How did you hook up with CuriosityStream? This was one of the first ventures to take advantage of what smart TV sets and smart devices could do, which was open up the pipeline because of their capacity and their capability to have original programming services be distributed exclusively to viewers. But the other thing, too, about this, and I was not aware about this until I saw the press release last week, is that this is part of a multi-channel bundle that in sort of quiet fashion this organization has come up with. And it's not just, by the way, education material. It's services like SOAM, which we've covered in this program, which deals with the whole world of wine and winemaking. There's TasteMade that deals with food, home renovation, other similar topics. Topic, the Mega Content Services, the general manager will be on our 50th anniversary show on Monday. One Day University, which is another educational service. So this is a very unique bundle that has been made available to U.S. viewers in the last couple of weeks.
It is. I mean, it's a great bundle, and it's a great bundle for so many reasons. I mean, you've got a couple of questions there, but I mean, the first one is what we're seeing is there's a huge demand amongst, the global audience, and we're seeing in America, and it's reflected globally for really interesting factual entertainment. The world is saturated with pure entertainment, and I'm as big a fan of that as anyone. But the reality is that this mixture of things that teach you about the world you live in, not in a scholastic way, but in a way that's engaging and fun and opens your eyes, is very popular. And we share a very similar mission with CuriosityStream. We have different names, but it's that heart of exploration and discovery that is something that is at the heart of what Macademia and our hero brand, Da Vinci Kids, does. You know, I mean, we, you know, our mission is to show children that they can make an impact on this world, that they can make a difference, and to explore how that happens. And we're very aligned with CuriosityStream, but we've known them for a while, and we've tried to find the right way to sit next to them in terms of that. And just so that you know, I'm proud to say, and you might not know this, but we're on Comcast Xfinity platform, so we're actually already available on that. We'll be launching on a series of FAST channels. I can't really disclose them now, but later on in the fall. So you'll be seeing a lot more of Da Vinci Kids across different platforms. And, of course, we're also available in the app stores, as you expect, because that gives you the opportunity to play with all the interactive activities, as well as, obviously, enjoy all the videos.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, how did you come up with the name Da Vinci Kids? What was the inspiration for that? Obviously, you know Da Vinci, but in what way?
Well, I mean, you know, Da Vinci, after all, is a hero of the Renaissance. You know, a man who could put his hand to everything, and at the heart of Da Vinci is there's exploration and discovery and an insatiable appetite to learn, and that's why that name has really stuck, because it has history behind it. It has brilliance and it's aspirational, and we're aspirational. We want kids to aspire, and I'm excited at being able to give and our team are excited about giving American families the opportunity to explore and discover the content that we've put together and which we continue to add to, and that's what Da Vinci is about.
We're talking about Da Vinci Kids. It's one of the first examples in the United States of interactive edutainment or educational programming that is available through smart TV sets and smart devices, as well as multi-channel bundles. And currently it's available, as you heard, on the Comcast Xfinity platform through local cable operators, and now on CuriosityStream Smart Bundle, along with other services like Topic, Tastemade, Curiosity itself, and One Day University. We're speaking with Douglas Lloyd. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Da Vinci Kids and its parent company, Macadamia. He's joining us live from the south of France this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise, where it's now coming up almost at 10 p.m. local time there. Tom Abbott, I'm with you live from Nueva York, 83 degrees at this very moment in the Big Apple. If you have a question or comment for our guest, don't be shy. Make that phone go, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Don't forget, next Monday, our 50th anniversary episode, big two-hour special. It's 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, a key TV executive in each hour. First hour, very big exclusive. The Executive Vice President and Head of Programming at Lifetime, a very rare interview with Amy Winter. And then the General Manager of Topic, Ryan Chinatry. Next Wednesday, we will bring you the founder of a service that we didn't know about until last week. And it may end up being the Netflix or the Disney Plus or the HBO Max type service for Native American content makers. It's called Red Nation. You'll meet the founder of that service, Janelle Romero. And we'll have the executive producer and host of the new Roku attraction, V is for Vino, all about the world of wine, Vincent Anter. Plus, a week from today, my lead guest will be one of the 2022 Primetime Emmy nominees for Best Guest Actor in a Comedy Series, the wonderful Christopher McDonald. He is getting the nomination for his work as a casino owner on the HBO Max critically acclaimed and Emmy-winning series with Gene Smart Hacks. He's also involved in the brand-new Marvel series for Disney Plus, Secret Invasion. We'll talk about that, too. And finally, the chief executive officer of a very interesting event you should keep your eye on called Entertainment. Their purpose, get more new television series, a lot more new television series on the air, and use Web3, NFT, all sorts of advanced technologies to do it. You will meet Genevieve Theris. She is the chief executive officer of that venture. It's all coming your way Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific next week as we go from year 15 to year 16 right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Douglas, I pose this question at the top of the program. It's this. Is interactive education and edutainment the next groundbreaking television phenomenon? Obviously, you believe yes. Why?
Well, I mean, it's very simple to me. You know, education's changing, right? It used to be all by hand. Everyone used to get out their booklet, write in pencil or pen maybe. You know, now we're in a situation where everything's becoming increasingly digitized. And therefore, education has gone from being a school-based, you know, classroom-based endeavor to something that really is all around you. A bit like in the same way that, you know, we've taken our work around us, and it's now available on our smart devices, we now have the opportunity to learn anywhere. And the beauty about the television and the beauty about edutainment on television is that you can create a really immersive experience. It's another lens through which you can look about learning at the world, and that brings it to life. And no one will ever replace a teacher, because teachers are just they're magnificent. They're at the heart of our society. But to be able to let them extend what they're doing and to be able to enhance that with the kind of programming and activities, the interactive activities we are, only reinforces the messages that they're trying to give. So we see it as just an enormous enhancement and opportunity for families across the globe. So, yeah, for us, it's – and the great thing is that the technology is there to do this, to give that kind of experience that wasn't there before. And now between 4G and connected TVs, this is something that goes into so many homes, and it's immediately accessible. And so, yes, it is the future. Well, quite frankly, it's the present.
Does your programming mix live action series or content with animated content? And one thing we didn't get into, let's get into now, is the programming subscription. Do you have to get a subscription to get the service, or are you working with ad support or running non-commercial?
Okay, we mix live action. So I mentioned Operation Ouch on this program already. So we have a lot of live action. Because of the age group we're targeting, you know, we're not nursery. We are, you know, we're at the top end of K-12, so we're sort of 7 to 12-year-olds. There is a much bigger emphasis on live action than there is on animated. But sometimes, you know, animation provides a really, really good way to tackling a really difficult subject. And so we do have a mix, but the predominance is more on live action. In terms of I forget what your second question was. Sorry, I was on a roll. The second question
is the programming
was,
advertised supported,
yeah,
or
yeah,
is
yeah,
it
yeah,
running
yeah.
non-commercial?
Absolutely. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Is the service available, whether you get it on Comcast Xfinity or you get it on through CuriosityStream,
yeah.
Is it free, or do you have to pay a monthly fee to get the service?
Right. So on CuriosityStream, on Comcast, it's a subscription-based product, same in the App Store. But the reason why we're going on to FAST, and you'll be very familiar with FAST evidently, is because we want to be able to make it accessible to everyone, you know, frictionless access to our programming. And then we'll obviously give people the opportunity to then enter into a deeper relationship through a subscription and the interactive activities by downloading the mobile app, and then obviously accessing all those interactive quizzes and games that we have, which sit alongside our video programming. So we mix the two. We have ad-supported viewing. We have subscription viewing. And that gives families the opportunity to, well, quite frankly, it gives us the maximum audience, which is why we're doing it. It's why also FAST channels are fundamental to our strategy to get the biggest possible reach and not just restrict ourselves to subscription-based services.
Mm-hmm. Are you starting to hear from producers here in the United States or content creators in the United States who want to work with you that would like to do interactive television series through DaVinci Kids? Earlier this year, back in April, we had Netflix do an animated quiz show that was aimed, that was very educational in nature, called Trivia Quiz, where every day there would be a new quiz that would have animated characters, and you would be able to answer the questions and score points depending on how many questions you got right. So I'm curious if you're starting to hear from U.S. producers who would like to be part of DaVinci Kids with their interactive content.
We are getting involved with a number of brands and celebrities. We've just signed one, in fact, a very, very well-known individual who's been involved in some very, very interesting program where we'll start working on some further co-pros. I mean, the reality is what we would like to do is to work with seminal figures in the United States and brands who want to share what they've contributed to the country, to the culture, and help us proliferate that in terms of really cool interactive television. So, you know, certainly this is a call out to companies, to brands, to individuals who want a platform where they feel that the mission, our mission of educational entertainment, is something that aligns with them. We've seen more and more of that. We've got about half a dozen projects in discussion right now, and those nicely span from video all the way through into games and quizzes, as you expect. So you've got the entire, you know, you've got the entire experience.
Hearing Douglas Lloyd, he is the chief executive officer of Macadamia, the folks behind interactive television venture, tele-entertainment venture, take your pick, Da Vinci Kids. It's playing right now on CuriosityStream's Smart Bundle, which is available through smart TV sets and smart devices, also on Comcast Xfinity, which is on cable systems that owned by the NBC Universal owner. And Douglas joins us live from the south of France this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Prime time, his time. Mid-afternoon, our time. Simon Abram with you live from New York, 83 degrees at this very moment here in the Big Apple. If you have a question or comment on remaining minutes with Douglas, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And remember, if you come in late on our program, you want to catch up an episode you missed, any or all of our episodes this month or all of 2022 at this point, don't forget to go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And check out our podcast. They'll be around all weekend long, 24/7, on Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com, also on Spotify, iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Amazon Music, which includes Vizio Smart TV sets, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Apple TV, we're on that device, and many other podcast destinations. And you can also go to our website, which is tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. That's tomorrowwilltelevised, hyphens between the words, .onpodium.com. And if you'd like to comment on the show, using that website, go to the bottom of the screen, look at the question board, put a question in. If we use your question on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. Douglas, as you go forward, you know that now practically every smart TV set and device now has artificial intelligence built in, so you can use your voice or your voice remote using Siri, Google Assistant, Alexa, other similar voice recognition services to control what you watch and how you use the set. Is that going to be something part of Da Vinci Kids going forward?
That is exactly the kind of intelligent, interactive feature that we'd really like because, you know, all of this is about making it accessible and relevant to millennial and Gen Z families and being able to talk to the TV set and either play the show you want to watch or search for something or even interact is something that we are looking at. It's certainly a feature that I'd like to see involved. I think another area that we're looking at, is live quizzes. We think that would be great. You know, we're talking to potential partners to get that involved as well, where you might imagine that, you know, the families would engage with our content during the week, and then you might have a live quiz show at the end that might be sponsored by a partner. You know, there's some great ways there, again, to sort of, which would be super cool, and I'd love to do that. So that's another way that we can that we're looking to enhance it. And again, with the audience in America, it really plays to this. You know, it's great being, as I said, across Europe and Asia and Africa. We have 70 million families globally interacting with us. But the countries are smaller and the audience is smaller, and so why the U.S. makes so much sense to launch these features.
And finally, Samsung recently launched a game hub where you can play interactive games on the television set either using your voice or voice remote or a special wireless controller that, like a joystick, you point the set. LG is going to be coming out with a game hub. Other places like NVIDIA are supplying games. Xbox looks like they're going to get into the smart TV device business at some point before the end of the year. Is interactive edutainment or educational games something that's also in Da Vinci Kids' future?
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously, as you'd expect with CuriosityStream, their emphasis, you know, is very much on video because that's where they excel, and indeed we excel as well. But we have the largest hub of educational games in the world in our age group. Some of them, in fact, were devised in conjunction with Yale University. So, highly prestigious and interesting, and ones which cover all the, you know, critical thinking, maths, also, you know, science, you know, tests, etc. So we've got a lot of games, and we're looking at some more immersive games. And indeed, I would expect us to move further in this field. I gather you were talking about, or you've got some shows going on about Web3 and NFTs. As you'd expect, that's exactly where we're going to go to. And indeed, all of this is on the product roadmap in the future because, you know, that's where families are, that's where kids are, and we need to be where kids are. And so, you know, that's right on our product roadmap.
Again, the name of the service is Da Vinci Kids. It's one of the first of what might be, not too far down the road, many examples of interactive education and edutainment services you'll get for your smart TV set, your smart TV device, and multi-channel bundle. Right now, you can get Da Vinci Kids either if you're a Comcast Xfinity sub that way or through CuriosityStream's smart bundle that's available through many smart TV sets and smart TV devices. For more details about the service online, here's where you go, www.davincikids.tv. That's www.davincikids, all one phrase, .tv. And for the parent company, it's macadamia.com. It's macadamia.com. Again, Da Vinci Kids, now available in the United States through Comcast Xfinity service, plus CuriosityStream Smart Bundle with other smart TV sets, devices, and bundles to come in the weeks and months ahead. Douglas Floyd, the Chief Executive Officer of Macadamia and Da Vinci, thank you for joining us live in prime time from the south of France. All the very best to you and everybody involved, and I have a hunch that we will be hearing more from your organization in the weeks and months ahead.
Simon, thank you so much. Love being on the show. You know, happy to be there again, and, you know, thanks for having us. Have a great evening. You know, it's the end of our day. It's not quite the end of yours, but it's been a real pleasure. Thank you again.
You're very, very welcome, Doug. It's a pleasure on our part. All the greatest, and have yourself a fantastic weekend where you are.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Douglas Floyd, joining us live from the south of France, here exclusively on Tomorrow Be Televised. I want to thank not only our guests today, but all of our guests this month for being with us. And remember, Monday we kick off year 16 with our 50th anniversary special. It's a big two-hour edition, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 p.m. Pacific. Our guests will be, first hour, Amy Winner, the Executive Vice President of Promethean Lifetime Television. Second hour, the General Manager of Topic, the fast-growing mega content service from First Look Studios, Ryan Chinatry. And then on Wednesday, we will have from Red Nation TV Network, the founder, Janelle Romero, and from V is for Vino, one of the new attractions on Roku, host executive producer Vincent Antor. And 1 week from today, Primetime Emmy Award nominee for Best Guest Actor in a Comedy Series from Hacks, Christopher McDonald, and from Entertainment, Chief Executive Officer Genevieve Sears. Again, if you came in late on the program today and want to catch up with episodes you missed, anytime, go to the homepage, Blog or Create a Comcast Televised. Check out our website, Tomorrow Be Televised on Podium.com. And, of course, our podcast site is available 24-7 throughout the weekend. Love to hear what you thought about our guest today and what your thoughts about interactive education, entertainment, the role it might be having in television's future and current also. Well, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Oh, before we go, very quickly, classic trivia question. Let's give it to you very quickly. Complete the title of this Cartoon Network hit series, Hi, hi, blank. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Use that to get involved. We'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. And, again, we love always hearing from you. Use that email, social media as well, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. However you respond, we respond back because what you say matters. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily the Blog Talk Radio or those contributors to this program. Andy Toe is B-Charge General Manager, Dick Sobrick, Head of Content. For the final time, Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous weekend, no matter where you are. We'll be back on Monday to celebrate our 15th anniversary. Two-hour special, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, and all of our podcast destinations. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.